Got to go with Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. Well, what you've done, actually, is vote for the winner. He was the leader anyway, so I'll just prematurely hoist the Dundee Award and salute the greatest comedian of all time, according to the FDH Lounge Pantheon voters, Richard Pryor. That was his sixth vote, actually. Here's the breakdown of this. He got six votes. We got four votes for George Carlin, so he was next. Two votes for Robin Williams and for Eddie Murphy. So they were the next in line. And then everybody else was one vote apiece. And it was a lot of variety. I voted for Richard Jenny. That was the only vote that he got. One vote for Daniel Tosh, one for Mike Birbiglia, one for Seinfeld, one for Tommy Tiernan, one for Robert Klein, somebody went old school, one for Sam Kinison, one for Chris Rock, one for Jim Norton, one for Dane Cook, one for Anziz Ansari, going new school, one for Rodney Dangerfield, one for Bill Maher, one for Bill Cosby, one for Louis Black, one for Stephen Wright, one for Ralphie May, one for Russell Peters, and yes, one for Carrot Top. So
brutal.
So you voted for the runner-up, Russ. You voted for George Carlin.
I did. I did get to see them both in their prime, and Pryor was amazing. He definitely worked up the shock value a little more, and I'm more of a fan of the guy that doesn't have to be about cursing. Sometimes it just has to be about making you think about it and laugh. And I thought Carlin did a little better job than that, and I thought Pryor relied on cursing just a little bit too much, but he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was. He was pretty talented. What were your thoughts on voting for Pryor with that one there, Walter? I mean, he definitely was one. And we did a segment about 2 months or so ago on the show about comedy in the 1970s and everything like that. He was one of those influential guys at that, you know, kind of change of when comedy was coming into the modern age.
Just the work he did in movies and his stand-up, you know, I collectively thought about that and put it together. I'm surprised Dave Chappelle didn't make the list over.
Yeah.
At least Carrot Top. Come on.
Yeah, no votes for Chappelle. It's kind of funny to look at this. No votes for, shocking, no votes for Dice Clay. How'd that happen? This can sometimes be a personal preference thing. I happened to catch Richard Jenny with a friend of mine years ago when he was in Cleveland, and just loved it. The funny thing is, I didn't even know until like the last year or so about the whole schizophrenia/suicide thing. I was very saddened to find that out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was back in 07. I was saddened to find out about that. I didn't know. I found that out about a year or so ago. But, yeah, just really liked his stuff. He's a guy who, you know, kind of underplayed as far as getting recognition. Although, it turns out, he was the guy who'd made the most appearances on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno over the period of time. So,
and Richard Lewis, no votes? Surprise.
No votes for Richard Lewis, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting as well. Particularly, I mean, you know, there was a vote for Robert Klein in there, so some guys were willing to go old school. But, yeah, it was very interesting how that ended up breaking down. So Richard Pryor ends up being your winner. We have the next one here for Best Live Musical Performer, and this one was a landslide. Any way that you vote on this, Walter, is not going to change the final outcome in any way, but you have a chance possibly to put somebody in a tie for second place based on what your vote may be.
I'm pretty sure... I want to go Michael Jackson, but I don't like Michael Jackson.
Okay.
But his live performance might be the best. But I'm going to go with an artist that I actually do like.
Okay.
And I'll put Jay-Z in there. It'll be probably his first vote.
Jay-Z, and that is his first vote, actually. But that's because there's such variety here. Because we had a landslide winner, but then after that, only two votes for anybody else. We had one vote apiece for Metallica. One vote for Keith Urban, one for a group called the Decemberists, which I'm not hip enough to know anything about.
Me neither.
One for Godsmack, one for Linkin Park, one for Johnny Rivers, one for Garth Brooks, one for Kenny Chesney. That was kind of a little mini pattern there, the way those were shaping up. One for Carrie Underwood, one for the Eagles, so it kind of kept going. Kind of funny how that... Ostensibly, these are all random, but, you know, it is funny how, you know, the order that I get these in, sometimes you'll see a pattern there. One for Ted Nugent, one for Harry Connick, one for Phil Collins, one for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band collectively. We'll get to Bruce Springsteen a little later. One for Madonna, one for Rush, one for U2, one for the Dave Matthews Band, one for the Ramones, one for Josh Groban, one for Blink-182, one for the Police, and one for Jay-Z. Russ, that's all over the place.
It is all over the place. I voted for Springsteen for the simple fact that, and he's not my favorite, but I like him, just because ever since the 70s, this guy would put on more than a three-hour show, sometimes three and a half, sometimes almost four, and he did it for 20-something years. Now if you go see him, he does about a two-hour and 50-minute show. He's cut down. I mean, just if you want to talk about value for the buck and just a guy who's entertaining in concert, except when he's doing his solo tour, forget that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's tremendous.
Well, he won with eight. We'll hoist the Dundee Award. Best live musical performer inducted into the Pantheon here tonight, Bruce Springsteen. Congratulations, Bruce Springsteen. He had eight votes. I voted for him as well. Like you, not my favorite. Rush is my favorite, so our good buddy Steve Cervello actually got on me and said I should have to give in my fan card for that. But hey, having seen them both, yeah, I as far as best live, I voted for Rush for best group previously. Best live musical performer, I would say Springsteen. The only one that got two votes was Pearl Jam. So they got two votes. Nobody else got more than one except for Springsteen with eight. So that was kind of an odd flow the way that one went. So we come now to the last category here in this. And this is going to be a fun one. The best sandwich of all time. And in talking about this in the previous segment, Walter, I think you indicated that you had a real good one here.
A best steak and gyro. It was a double cheeseburger special with made on Texas toast, two beef patties,
okay,
and gyro meat on top.
Okay, steak and gyro, two beef patties, and gyro meat. Okay,
Swiss and American cheese.
Okay,
is the best sandwich in the world. I don't know why they took my place away.
Now what place served that?
It used to be Best Steak and Gyros.
Okay.
On Chagrin.
Best Steak and Gyro, okay.
It's gone now.
All right, now
the recession hit it hard.
Walter, the only thing I could say is maybe everybody died off, except for you.
The recession hit it hard.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these were from specific places. Probably the majority of people voted for ones from specific places. Here's the ones that got one vote apiece. I voted for, and I mean, this is just sumptuous, the bacon, egg, cheese on Texas toast from Waffle House. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it right now. I mean, I love Texas toast to begin with. I love all the elements separately. It's just, to me, it's the perfect sandwich.
Again, you
won't live real.
I don't like Waffle House.
I love Waffle House, but the funny thing is, because of that sandwich, I don't think I've ever had a waffle there, Russ.
You can't charge there. I went with my whole family once, and I was going to treat everybody for breakfast, and I walk up to the register, and I give them a credit card, and they look at me like I'm from Mars, so my dad ends up having to pay for the breakfast, and I was so mad.
Nice. Well, the funny thing is, my little niece wanted to go there for her birthday back in November. I was talking to my sister-in-law, because I called down there to say happy birthday, whatever. I'm talking to my sister-in-law, and she says she could have gone anywhere, and she wants to go to Waffle House. You're like, we set aside a lot more money than this. You know, I was like, hey, you're getting off light. You're not going to be there that long. You know, looks pretty good from my end. But that I love the bacon, egg, cheese on Texas toast. The unhealthiest meal I ever had in my life was when I found a Waffle House in northern Florida one time that had a BOGO on the bacon, egg, cheese on Texas toast sandwich. So I downed two of those in one sitting and lived to tell about it. One vote from Buck Woodward of Pro Wrestling Insider for the chicken cheesesteak hoagie from Tony Luke's in South Philly, which I know, Russ, you have some familiarity with.
That's my favorite. That is the best one. He is right. Of all the ones in the city, that one rules, but not from the takeout stand. I don't like the little stand because I don't know how those people go to the bathroom and wash their hands or whatever. There's a restaurant across the street. I get it from there.
Okay. One vote generically for the Well, actually, no, there's two votes generically for the Philly cheesesteak sandwich. One vote for the turkey breast sandwich from York Avenue Deli in Manhattan. Our friend Bob Glassman voted for that. Check that out. He says it's really good. One vote for the Reuben at Penn Station with Thousand Island sauce. Reuben, by the way, might have made a run in this category, but for the fact that everybody ordered different types of Reubens. This was Reuben at Penn Station with Thousand Island sauce. One for just generically a steak and egg panini. One for the, this was yours, Russ, chopped chicken liver with tomato, a New York rye bread.
Yeah, it's tremendous. You could walk in any good New York deli, and you could order, and we do have beef liver, too. I just don't eat it.
Okay.
But the chopped chicken liver, if you put it with the tomato and the tomatoes in season, and you have that nice, chewy New York rye, it's perfect because the liver's a little dry, the tomato lubricates it a little, and then the rye bread is just the perfect kicker on it.
Okay. I have to say, I'm kind of 0-3 on those elements, so I don't know how well I would do with them collectively. One for something called the Don from Billy Jack's Sub Shop on Evans and University in Denver. That comes from our entertainment editor, Samantha Jones, who, of course, lives in the Denver area. One for the extra lean kosher brisket from Ben's Deli in New York. That was a vote from Lloyd Carroll. One vote for, and I love this one, the Big Boy sandwich from Bob's Big Boy. Can't argue with that.
Wait, can I say something about Lloyd? And I hope Lloyd's listening.
Yeah.
It's hard to get a lean brisket. Fat's marbled all through it. Jews die early because they eat brisket. Lloyd, I don't think there's a lean brisket out there. Sorry, I have to challenge that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I love brisket. It's you know, when I go there, there's a place here in the South and in the Midwest called Hoggies. And what I love is you can get three sample size sandwiches together. They call it the Three Little Pigs. Pulled pork, pulled chicken, and beef brisket. My favorite is always the beef brisket. They do everything like the smoker type way. I love brisket. Mm-hmm. But it's great stuff. One for something called the Yo Burger at B-Spot. One for the teriyaki chicken from Penn Station. Penn Station was a big favorite here. One for, and this is a Northeast Ohio specialty here, a restaurant called Mr. Hero, where we do cheesesteak type stuff. The Roman burger. That's one where, for anybody outside the Cleveland area, what I think they put like salami and some other stuff like that. Is it salami? Yeah, they put salami on there on the burger. I've actually never had it because I'm not a salami type, but what do you think of it, Walter?
It's delicious, man.
Is it? Okay.
You need... The salami, you know, is not a strong factor in the sandwich.
Okay.
So I think you need to partake in that.
Maybe I will at some point. Maybe I will. I'm not a big salami guy, but maybe I will. How does that sound to you just generically, Russ?
Well, back in the day, right now I would only eat turkey salami, but back in the day when I did eat salami, I think Walter's right. I think you would like it. And, yeah, salami was good. Actually, salami and eggs, very good.
Okay. We had one vote for something called the Big and Messy at Mr. Divitt's. Mr. Divitt's is a local place in town here. It's where I actually played a lot of putt-putt when I was a kid, but I don't know what the Big and Messy is. One for Reuben from Joe's Deli in Cleveland. Joe's Deli is one of the great, great restaurants in town here on the west side of town. Glad to see them represented. One vote for a grilled cheese sandwich, generically. One vote for the sweet onion chicken teriyaki from Subway.
Oh, come on. Really?
that was Servillo, actually.
Could it be more commercial? Seriously, yeah. Steve, get some new taste buds.
One vote for pastrami on rye, generically. One vote for, I'm going to come back to Jason's. One vote for the chicken bacon ranch from Subway. One vote generically for a turkey sandwich. And then Walter's was the steak and gyro with two beef patties and gyro meat, Swiss and American cheese at Best Steak and Gyro. Here's Jason's. I teased this before the last break. The Ogre, real authentic, slightly warmed Italian bread with double roast beef, double pastrami, turkey, bacon, American cheese, Munster cheese, chipotle mayo, stadium mustard, lettuce, and raw onions.
I'd go to the doctor after that.
Disturbingly enough, I think it's one he created. Just the fact he didn't attribute that to a restaurant. Plus, stadium mustard is the tell, if you will, okay? That tends to be a Northeast Ohio specialty. So, yeah, methinks he created that one. So Jason's artistic mind at work. Boy, if you thought the sweet onion chicken teriyaki from Subway was bad, we had two votes. Now we start to get to ones with more than one. two votes for, and two votes generically for the Philly cheesesteak sandwich, okay, but two votes for the Big Mac of all things.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I shiz you not. Two votes for the Big Mac.
But they mean the double cheeseburger? Because that's all you get with those small little patties they have.
Yeah, two votes for the Big Mac. I don't get that. I mean, part of it is, too, I'm one of these, I like my burgers with cheese only, so I'm not going to be into that anyways. But, yeah, two votes for the Big Mac. I don't get that. Three votes for the Reuben sandwich just generically. But like I said, if everybody else that voted for the Reuben from this place or that place or whatever just voted Reuben, Reuben would have won this sucker. But three votes for Reuben.
I have to tell you, my wife's favorite is a turkey Reuben with Thousand Island dressing. So there you go.
Well, there you go. Reuben at Penn Station with Thousand Island sauce. Our good buddy Spastic Moose from the Great Sports Name Hall of Fame website and the 21st Century Media Alliance voted for that one.
It's a New York favorite, it is.
The Reuben got a lot of love here tonight, but the winner, and we come back to this, this is a local specialty in Northeast Ohio. It got a strong preponderance from Northeast Ohio. We hoist the Dundee Award for our final inductee tonight for the best sandwich of all time. Russ, next time you're on the North Coast here, you'll have to try this. It is quite simply the corned beef sandwich from Goodman's. It's on the Parma/Cleveland border on the near west side of town.